jumping into the items for discussion, there is the 15% open space requirement. This can be dedicated to open space or common area, which the first concept has, or it can be within a private lot, and the lot is at least 2 acres in size, and so they would need to make sure that lot has the required open space, meets those 2 acre requirements at preliminary and final approvals. The open space must be de-restricted, or sorry, restricted to ensure that it is kept open if it is within a lot in and of itself. And so, number two would be the right-of-way dedication. The applicant would need to ensure that they dedicate and approve the necessary right-of-way for Main Street, that section of road that's between Hamlet Park and the property. And then the third item for discussion was the park. One thing we wanted to make clear that if they do pursue the park common space option, the park would be owned and maintained by the HOA. It wouldn't become a city park that's maintained by the city, but it would be privately maintained by them as an HOA or some entity that they create. Any thoughts, hopes, opinions?
So what water is in that? Are there water rights in that water?
Yeah.
Who's?
Sure.
That pond, you can see the property line that goes down in the middle of it. One time there was a lawsuit to help straighten out the water rights. I don't know that I can speak to it, but I know it's been settled.
Do you know how many acre feet are in there, or are there?
I don't.
We had a discussion about this, was it a year or so ago? Because that's not a natural pond, correct? That could be drained very easily, if I remember. Isn't there a,
correct.
Wasn't there a mill?
It was a mill pond.
It was a mill pond, and isn't there a gate or something?
There's a dam that keeps the water in, and there's nothing that says it needs to be there in the long run, as far as I know. So we have to, regarding water rights, we need to make sure we have water to be able to cover that area.
Mm-hmm.
We do that in other subdivisions to make sure we have the water rights for whatever water features there. But could it go away and those lots end up having more dry land? I mean, that's a possibility.
Who owns the dam?
It's on the Johnson Mill property, so.
Okay. What's the law in regards to that? Could that person just open the dam?
You know, I don't know the particulars to that.
Okay.
Probably have to go back and read the lawsuit.
You know.
No, I'm not going to do that.
So what I wanted to discuss with you here is both of these concepts meet your zoning requirements. Let's go to the concept two. So with this one, the advantages are that there's no HOA, which to some people that's attractive. If you own lots 4, 5, or 6, the pond is just in your backyard, and you can kind of feels like a private pond to you in some degree, and there's just kind of less extra things to it. The downside of this is it doesn't really create any community open space, even though it's private. I think it's easy to fall into a trap and say, well, these lots would be worth more because they're bigger. I'll go back to the other one. In this development, the lots are smaller.
Yeah.
But yet each gain a little more value because they do have access to the pond, do have access to the park, and there's a little more open space. So there's two ways to look at it from a financial perspective. This one just creates extra open space for the area. It meets some of the goals in the Midway General Plan. It would be a very attractive development, especially when you consider the neighbor to the south is the Hamlet Park, and you have a landscape buffer next to it. But an HOA would be required. People would have to pay annual dues to keep up the park and possibly even some maintenance on the pond. So there's some downsides to this plan. There's also some benefits to it. So I just wanted to see what staff and the planning commission thought.
Which one do you think would have bigger houses? In other words, these are smaller lots.
Well, the other one with larger lots is more likely to have
larger houses. And when I look down from.
Both of these lot, I mean, both yeah. plans, they're pretty decent sized lots. I mean, I don't yeah. say one's gonna have cottages and the other one's gonna have big mansions. They're both gonna have pretty big homes.
Well, one thing I've noticed is that there seems to be a law that you have to build your house to cover the lot. To my mind, the issue is more how would this look from Memorial Hill, because you really are not going to notice it driving down Main Street. But when I'm hiking on Memorial Hill, I'm always looking down on this. And in my mind, I'm trying to figure out which might look better. That's why I said, I don't know.
Well, you'd have that green space on number one.
It's nice to have that green divide
like
between it and the park.
And I like the neighborhoodiness of having the shared park and lake. I think it would be very desirable.
Kind of a clustered neighborhood, common mm-hmm. amenity.
Yeah.
Right?
But that's a shared pond, right? It's not.
In this case.
Yeah.
It has to be shared in two aspects, and it's shared with the neighbor.
And it's common space between these people.
I don't know, maybe you just don't cross the property line. But then all of these lot owners would share the park we patched in blue.
Yeah, so if there is any maintenance, it's going to be shared by this subdivision plus whoever owns the other portion. So is there currently water on this portion, not including the pond?
You mean your irrigation rights?
Yeah, any
yeah.
type of water rights?
Go to your front picture, show you can see that.
When I went in the Division of Drinking Water, I couldn't find any. There's a couple wells in the area, but I couldn't find any water rights associated with any of this. So I was just curious.
You know, irrigation shares.
Yes, we have irrigation shares. And then there's a pond further back there that brings the water into that Johnson Pond.
Further north, you mean?
So what I'm saying, Andy, is there's irrigation shares that irrigate the property. But then I thought through the lawsuit there was rights associated with the pond.
I just couldn't find anything on that.
So is that home on the culinary system right now, or does it have its own well?
That's on the culinary system.
Yeah. Okay, so they have one water connection. We'll consider that when we go through the water board, so you can be credited for that. But that home's been abandoned for a while, hasn't it?
Correct.
It wouldn't lose the water right, obviously. You'd still have that as long as it's been paid. But yeah, that home's in pretty rough condition. I think it's going away, most likely.
Correct.
And if I'm not mistaken, there's a pipe coming in here, but there's also this canal coming down.
Well, we had talked about the pipe running along the heritage.
Yeah,
does that flow all the way across?
Yeah, I believe it does.
I believe it
comes in, and I believe that feeds the pond. But it's also, I think, the pond's main source of water is it's a sizable canal.
It's the Vagrant Ditch, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't that the Vagrant Ditch?
I believe so. It's a relatively large canal that flows into here. Then the outlet is here at Johnson Mill. It comes back into Provo River.
Yeah, there's basically a waterfall almost coming out of that pond, you know,
yeah.
going down to the river. It's pretty nice.
But I don't know the water rights of that at all.
Okay, Mr. Spratlin is the owner. I'm representing him. Just wanted to get your thoughts as he tries to decide which plan he wants to move forward with.
Yeah, I like the first one.
Me too. I think it blends in with the park better. And you have the common area by the pond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same number of lots.
I like the curvy cul-de-sac too.
Keep in mind though, there's a park in the front, mm-hmm. right off by the road, so they do have access to a park, plus they don't really need a lot of the park space in my opinion.
Right.
I'm not sure if we want to go ahead with the homeowners requirements there, but
mm-hmm.
we would like you to consider both,
mm-hmm.
both views and give us your
comments.
So one thought on this plan also is that cul-de-sac could be pulled farther to the south to create more green area, because it looks like we have more than enough frontage for that lot.
space on lot six, though.
Maybe make it up like
Bolded over
and over.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Michael?
The turnaround that they
Yeah, the cul-de-sac could be shorter, because all we really need, we don't need any frontage for this common area, but if you pull it farther this way and have the bulk kind of in this area, it'd create the frontage for this lot and create less impervious surface for the entire subdivision. Costs less to build. There's a lot of pluses for shortening the cul-de-sac.
And are there any sensitive wetlands because of this water, or is it because that's man-made that doesn't count?
So the concept plan, I don't think we received anything on those lines. Have you identified any wetlands?
We haven't had it delineated, but it seemed like there's really wetlands around it. It's not a, you know, natural ponds oftentimes do, but, you know, irrigation ponds, a lot of times don't.
Self-contained.
And we can have somebody look at it.
But even with this plan, even if you did.
Yeah, this one, it would be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
It does seem either way that there should be some sort of agreement in place regarding the pond and how it relates to the neighbor so that homeowners don't run into issues down the road with maintenance or things like that, or
especially
yeah.
since half of it is out of the
right.
In the lawsuit, Johnson agreed to maintain that pond.
The entire pond?
The entire pond.
And success?
They use the water for fish species, yes, they use the entire pond for that purpose, and that was on the basis of the lawsuit.
So does that, would that prevent any of the new owners from using that pond? Is it a specific
no.
person?
No, because we own the ground, we own, we have usage for the water. In fact, at the house there, we used to pull water off the pond to water the grass. So we use that water off and on for years.
With either plan, there will be dedication and improvement required on Main Street right there at the frontage of the, that road in dire need of repair.
What are you talking about, Wes? That's the Hamlet Park, right?
It
mm-hmm.
is.
Yeah. And
here's the Hamlet Park in Roosevelt.
Right. And are those, do we have two main streets labeled?
Well, so the part just south of the property, that's actually the original Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then UDOT, a long time ago, came in and put that curve in it, which that's really State Road 113, but the section that then continues due east without the curve, that's Main Street on the old Midway City map. But
okay. So it changes maybe to Midway Lane or whatever.
So that's a public street. Wes is just saying we need to improve it.
Does it dead end down there at some point? Or?
Yeah, then it just turns
right. Well, it turns and goes
yeah.
right. It's,
yeah.
it's a right angle.
Turns right.
Right here. John, this turns and goes back to Main Street. North goes to Johnson Mill.
Okay.
Which is a private road at this point.
Right.
But a public road through this area.
Is that the only parking for Hamlet Park that we see, or is there also some parking on
at the bottom?
Bit right there.
Yeah.
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 That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, a lot of people park right on the road.